KSL's top story this hour, Utah state lawmakers could make changes to the food tax.
When it involves food, to me, it's not an economic issue. It's a moral issue.
And there's an effort to delay a controversial new drunk driving law.
The 2018 legislative session. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the potential food and sales tax changes. Mary?
Well, Tim, this bill would eliminate the state sales tax on food while raising the rate on all other purchases.
That sales tax increase on the general rate makes the bill revenue neutral.
Representative Tim Quinn says his bill is a tax shift to help the needy. He says they spend as much as 40% of their income at the grocery store. Advocates say taxing basic necessities is wrong, but they did make a change requiring candy to be taxed at the full rate in an attempt to reduce consumption. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, Utah state lawmakers are looking at cutting back the food tax.
This bill would help them to the tune, on average, of about $90 a year.
But they would still need to make up that revenue.
The 2018 legislative session. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the potential food tax changes. Mary?
Tim, advocates say this would help the poor. Representative Tim Quinn says removing the sales tax on food would save $90 a year for people who are elderly, for example, and on fixed incomes.
We're only one of about 10 states in the country that still charge some kind of tax on food. So we're in the vast minority already on this issue. And I think it's time for us to do the right thing and remove it.
In exchange, HB 148 would bump up the sales tax on all other purchases. The Taxpayers Association says they'd prefer to broaden the base and lower rates, and this does the opposite. Oh, and candy will still get the full tax to send a public health message. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. The